Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Doing? We have one caller limits. People, you're telling me if you're a Pirates fan, you were outraged watching the game 2 nights ago? 412-928-9370. Or maybe you defend it, like Crowley and Dickerson did. Surely this aroused emotion in you the other night. I want to talk about this. I'm angry. So is Paul, although he always is. What'd he just get, coffee? This might only flame up the situation. Here we have coffee, we have donuts, and we have one caller, Paul, which now I'm doubly angry.
It's water, Joe.
If I were a fan watching that game the other night, I would have lost my mind. And I understand, like you, that we want to protect guys. I just don't think that this was anywhere near a sane, rational, reasonable way to do it. Let's go to our one caller, shall we, City Limits? Limits? Is Limits there? Am I on the air?
We're not even on. He left.
We're on.
What are you doing,
Limits?
What are
you doing?
Where are we?
Pay attention.
I'm trying to see if we have more
here.
Callers.
I'm all the
way in Monroeville.
A lot of people to call in for the tickets, the meat size.
What?
What's that?
Oh.
What happened?
Can you put the caller on?
Yes, here's Jack in West Mifflin.
Hey, Jack. What's up?
Hi, Joe. I'm going to talk about the pitch count. They have these guys on a pitch count. They should bring Skeens up and use Jones and Skeens in the same game. Give the bullpen a rest and get a few runs, and you pick up a win. As far as the arm injuries are concerned, I think you can trace that back to when they lowered the mound.
Back to when they lowered the mound.
Yeah,
I mean, that was a long time ago.
How did that contribute to arm injuries?
Pardon?
How did that contribute to arm injuries?
Because you're throwing from a flatter surface.
Well, let's go back to the pitch count. You said you want Skeens and Jones to pitch in the same game. Is that right?
Yes.
If tell
that's
me
the way they're going to use the pitch count, you know, 50 pitches.
I know, but the problem was it was an inning count, not a pitch count, which makes absolutely no sense. Were you angry watching the game the other night, Jack?
Yes.
Describe yourself. You're in your house watching the game. Did you yell at the TV? Did you pound your fist? What did you do?
you know, I thought we might have a 1-0 win, you know, but it turns out that they're giving games away.
That's the problem, isn't it? And yes. I was just mentioning this to a couple of people in the studio here, one of whom is my partner, Paul. That the actual it was like the events of the actual professional sporting competition happening in front of us didn't matter. You know, like I just told Craig, who's here with us, if it were 7-0 Pirates, I would have way less of a problem with that. Okay, yeah, get him out. In fact, in a lot of situations, get him out to save innings. Either way, they're getting blown out or they're blowing somebody out.
Joe,
all right, it was 1-0. There was a sport, there was a game happening, a sporting event, and not an exhibition, right?
Right, but Joe, when you predetermine we're going to get him out after 5 innings, you basically are taking the sporting event out of the equation.
Right. And everybody was okay with it because nobody's calling.
Yeah.
No. Which really peeves me off. Well, I'll tell you that. 412-928-9370. 9370. Well, Limits, is anybody else calling? Because we're just going to move on if nobody cares.
People are calling to try to win the tickets, trying to decipher through the calls.
That happened an hour ago.
People want to go to the baseball game.
Paul put that out 30 minutes ago.
They want to meet Dice.
He'll buy beer at the base. Do you have a winner yet?
They want to meet me. Right?
You have a winner.
There's been a winner.
All right. Well, you're right. That probably interfered with calls. And I apologize.
But I think the larger part of the story is they're calling because they want to go to a game with me.
Of course they are.
I'm just teasing.
No, when people meet you, they're enthralled.
That's probably one word I would use.
When they met Ron, they cried.
When they met Ron, they were like...
No, when they went... Honestly, Ron was legend. Like... Ron was a star.
He was a legend.
Anywhere we went, people would go up to him and say, I've been reading you for 40 years.
I met a woman yesterday who said she asked me, you know, how Ron is doing.
Yeah.
What's going on with him in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
And she said that basically she remembers reading him because she's a big, she's an older lady. She's a big baseball fan.
Yeah.
But that she has read Ron Cook all the way back to like the 80s. And then when he got on the show. And then, of course, she talked about how she didn't like Cook and Pony together because she thought that Pony was like a snot-nosed know-it-all and, you know, like, and disrespectful to Ron. And I said, yeah, you're probably right about that. That's probably a good description, right?
Yeah. And that pairing sort of disappeared into the ether like any other at the fan.
Right.
Like nobody ever talks about it. Like it was a horrible time in our family.
Yes.
And we just will never mention it
again. Yes.
The Cook and Pony show.
Right. So
I think on the last day,
yes,
Cook wanted no part of saying goodbye or, you know, Pony saying goodbye. So they did a show for like
but
3 years.
But that was what she said.
That's, and then on the last day, nobody said goodbye. It just ended.
That's what she said to me, though. She said she's a big fan of Ron going back to the 80s.
Yeah.
And then when he got on the radio, she thought it was the greatest thing until they paired him with Pony.
Yeah.
Because she said, and she used the phrase, Pony, he came off like a snot-nosed know-it-all who was disrespectful to Ron. like when older ladies like start wagging the finger.
It's a bad thing, right?
She was like this and that. But then she said, then they paired him with Joe, and it was great.
We talked about this when you were sick the other day. I had an effect on Ron, and that's not bragging. I think it just happened like a chemical reaction.
Yes.
Ron is like a classic literary character or movie character like the Grinch or like Shrek,
yeah,
where he comes off very angry,
yes,
and unapproachable. But underneath, or like the Grinch who stole Christmas, underneath there's a heart, 10.5 sizes too big, but you got to get there.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you did good. And then, of course,
here's my point. I had an effect on Ron, and people the other day were wondering what kind of effect I'm going to have on you.
You listen, you already just today. I actually was the voice of reason for once. I mean, just today. That's the effect you had on me, as you were able to push me to being the voice of reason.
Yeah.
But already. No, wait. Here's the best part. Then she brought up this story. She said, I do remember the one time it was really funny where Ron, I forget exactly, but Ron like called somebody by the wrong name. And it was like a funny bit that you guys like play every so often.
Right.
The Ron Jeremy thing.
They for anything that did or didn't happen, Pony and Ron produced maybe the funniest moment in station history.
But here's the thing. I'm going to go one step further with this, though. This is what I really realized, Joe. Every so often when you meet somebody like that.
Like who?
You know, this older lady. I mean, when you meet somebody like that, you realize that we sort of become part of people's lives.
There's no doubt.
They feel kind of like they know us.
Yeah.
Even if they've never met us. And you know what? They listen to the banter. They listen to the, you know, back and forth. They know about, you know, when I was sick or, you know, what all that stuff. I mean, I sometimes got to pinch myself because I don't think we fully appreciate that all the time. And I'm not trying to get all waxing poetic and, you know, sobbing.
You are crying, though.
I am.
No, but you're right. And you don't realize it. I don't realize it when we're in the studio. Like right now, we're at Studio B, Monroeville, right. Awesome place. And we'll get people probably coming up and talking to us during the show today. And yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's hard to know the effect when it's just sometimes you feel enclosed in a studio, like who's listening? A lot of people, except they're not calling. Are they City Limits?
They are now. A plethora of Pirates callers on the line. You fired them up.
And the one other thing I'll say real quick when we get the calls.
Yeah.
I over the last month have gotten this question more than ever.
Yeah.
What's Joe like?
That's a complicated question. Like?
And
what do you say?
I say he's great. He's fun. It's like he's maybe the one guy at the station that is just as warped as I am. That's why it works.
I appreciate that, I think.
Yes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Limits, let's go to the callers now.
Here's Ryan in Altoona.
What up?
Guys, great show, Joe. I was physically mad at the game the other night. My face turned red, threw the remote across the floor. There's about 5 games a year that the Pirates do this kind of stuff where you're ready to turn the game off. Ryan probably would be, you know, laughing at this. His warm-up was 59 pitches. So, I mean, that's ridiculous. Then they strike out 13 times, looking at strike 3 down the middle many times. And it's like, as a fan, you're like, this is what's going to keep us from a wild card game, this kind of crap.
Man, there has to be, there obviously is, that somewhere retrievable for striking out looking. They have to lead the league. They have to. They're second to the Dodgers in strikeouts, but they're not up there with the Dodgers in homers. And if you can't offset all these strikeouts with some power, we appreciate the call. Man, you're going nowhere offensively either.
And I think that's part of it. You know, it's funny. A few years ago, the problem was they swung at too many pitches. They weren't patient enough. Now it kind of they're on the opposite end of that, where they're watching pitches that they should be swinging at.
And even Shelton said that the other day about Cruz. Like, before he gets to two strikes, he's passing up drivable pitches.
Right.
And that's infuriating. And then this could be part of the topic, is how exactly you physically reacted to the Jones situation. So far, we have a man throwing a remote. Who's next, Limits?
Next up, we go to Dan in Upper St. Clair.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. Good show. I appreciate your anger, because I am just equally as angry at the fact that they're not trying to win games. They come out and say that they want to play meaningful games in September, but show zero effort in trying to win the games that matter in March, April, May. They treat the beginning of the year like their spring training, and it just disgusts me.
I mean, they do, to be fair to them, they got off to a good start this year, but I think you kind of have to argue it was Marlins and Nationals and 5-0,
exactly.
And since then they're 6-8. Did you throw anything? What was your reaction? Swear? What?
I had to stop myself because my children were in the room, but then I had to also explain to them that they're not.
That never stopped me, but go ahead. That never stopped me, but go ahead.
Yeah, I literally had to sit down to my 8-year-old son and tell him, this is not how you would play baseball in Little League. This is ridiculous. They're not trying to win. They're not a real baseball team.
Thank you, sir.
I don't think it's necessarily that they're treating them like these games are like spring training. I mean, I think they really want to win. I think that what happens in the first month and a half gets magnified, because it's when most people are paying most attention to the Pirates. Unfortunately for them, you know, and hopefully this is the year it changes, after the first 6 weeks, 8 weeks, they sort of make themselves irrelevant,
yeah.
But they make these kinds of decisions all the way through, you know, all the way through the season. They make these kind of decisions, and so it's not just about it being April or May or whatever. I guarantee you, in August and September, there will be games where there's pitch count, you know, real strict pitch counts for Skeens and Jared Jones. There might even be, you know, we're going to skip a start for them, whatever. It's just how they do things, and it can be frustrating.
I got a text from somebody who I don't even know. It's Mark from Sarver. Do you know him? Is he a golfer? He texted my personal line.
He could be. Maybe you met him on the golf course, Joe, and gave him your number.
I apologize, Mark. For some reason, you're not ringing a bell with me, but I'm glad that you texted me. He said he tried to call in. The line was busy. He said, Joe, I'm so glad you brought up the Jared Jones subject. I've been a Pirate fan since 1966, and like you, I'm furious about this. Yanking pitchers while pitching shutouts has been my biggest baseball pet peeve for years. Mark from Sarver. There you go. Let's go back to the lines, Limits. Who do we have?
We have Brad in Johnstown.
Hi, Brad.
Oh, hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. You two are two of my favorite hosts on the station, so I'm glad
to get
the call.
Who's your favorite, though? You said two of your favorites. Who's your single favorite host? Mulsey?
Well, I got to throw Pomp in there, too.
That's not Mulsey.
Yeah, you guys are a great trifecta, so, no, honestly, my reaction is I'm numb to it at this point. I'm 41, so I've been at least 35-ish years I can remember. And, you know, I like what the previous caller said about them talking about wanting to play meaningful games in September. Well, what about the meaningful games in April?
So, I'm glad you brought that up because I just heard Mike Sullivan talking about how well his team played against Nashville and how great they ended the season and how it's different than last year. And in the biggest game of the year, they played their best game. Somebody should tell Sully that the games are kind of big in October and November, too. And that's what I would say about this game the other night.
The biggest thing with the Penguins is the games in February were important.
Yeah, all of them tend to be.
When they didn't play very well.
Go ahead, I interrupted you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. But, yeah, there's no bonus points in April. So I just don't think this team's really serious about winning. Financially, it's to their benefit to keep these guys healthy. Some way they'll do it. I mean, there's been moves. I think it was Montgomery. There's some other guys.
I would disagree with that, and I appreciate the call. And I mentioned this yesterday, and I hate for it to sound like really callous on my part, but to me, these guys are like NFL running backs in that, I hate to phrase it this way, you use them while you can.
Throw their arm off and then let them move on.
You're paying them. They're here to win, and you're probably – if Paul Skeens and the way Jones looks, do you really think that they're going to be – that they're going to sign $200, $300 million contracts?
They're not.
You have them for a limited amount of time. Use them.
Six seasons, right? Basically, yeah. Six seasons. And you have them 6 seasons when they're young.
Because with Cole, you'd start talking about training him before that.
Right, but you have when they're youngest and theoretically at their healthiest, you have them. Right, and entering their prime. So if you think about it, you should just basically throw their arms off because you're not going to sign them if you're the Pirates. If you're the Yankees or the Dodgers and you got a guy like Paul Skeens and he does what we think he's going to do 4 or 5 years, you're probably going to give him $300 million.
I mean, at least use them reasonably.
Right.
I'm not saying abuse them.
No.
And I wouldn't say the same about a running back, but use them reasonably. And like, if you're in a close game, maybe try to win that game.
That's what I always say. That's the one thing I always said about running backs. To me, if there's this thought you shouldn't ever pick one in the first round because you're not going to get the long-term, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. You draft a guy in the first round. You're looking for his first 4 or 5 years, right? You're looking for his first 4 or 5 years that you win something significant with that guy. So, to me, you can get the fifth-year option, and if you need another transition year, you can have a running back for 6 years without ever really committing that long-term big contract, and then you move on from it, just like these pitchers. But
Paul Skeens has so many 100-mile-an-hour pitches in that arm, this season and all seasons. Why is he throwing them for the Indianapolis AAA
team?
Well,
I mean, again, the other part of it is this thing where you have to preserve every single day of service time, right? And try and get every single day of pre-arbitration and arbitration years and all that. It's to me the greatest fallacy in baseball because those guys never actually get. You know, they trade them before they get to that extra year or that last year.
Right.
It's not like, if we hold them down in the minors till, June 1st, we're going to have them in 2000, we're going to have 2035. He'll be under control. Yeah, but he won't be on your team. So what is the difference? That's my, but again, this is one of the things that needs to be made clear here. This is not unique to the Pirates. This is baseball in general.
It's not, but 59 pitches in the middle of a historical start is unique to the Pirates.
I would be willing to bet this. There are still some teams that do it the old school way. There are still some teams with different philosophy, but the Pirates are probably in line with probably like 75-80% of the league in terms of how they do these things. So it's just the way baseball is and is going.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.